Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
No, okay. I just got that in the mail. So 2411 0401 0051 0059 3257.
Okay, let me just look up your file real quick. Okay, is this Beach City Performance?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and is this Jerry?
The one?
Is this Jerry?
This is Dave Chu.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave Chu, C-H-U.
Okay, and Dave, are you the owner now, or?
Well, my son is. I'm just helping out, but it's my son's company, which actually is mine. But, you know, now my son. I'm 72, so.
Okay, so Jerry is your son.
No, Dave Markachu. Jerry was one of the officers. You know, he's gone. He really quit. Really, he's gone a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Who's the owner now? What's your son's name?
Marcus Chu.
Marcus. Okay.
My name is David Chu. I'm his dad. Basically, I do all the work for him and all that.
Okay,
I'm
perfect.
I'm too old not to own anything anymore. So, my quick question is to find out a little bit more about the program. We had a 7A loan already approved by SBA, but now they want us to attach all our other properties, and also we have another garage. They want another environmental report. It's getting to the point, it's getting messy. So I'm trying to see maybe there's an alternative to that.
Just to give you an idea
about our company. Basically, the company we started in 08. It's an automotive repair shop in Corte del Mar, just north of you, basically. And about 2 years ago, 18 months ago now, we bought the building that we were, you know, renting.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a 504 SBA loan, which is fine. You know, everything's current, no problem there. And then we expand, you know, basically we do auto repair, also do internet service.
Mm-hmm.
So we expanded our, internet into a separate entity now because of tax structure and we need more room. So we lease a 16,000 square warehouse in Santa Ana to do our, and then the person, you know, actually the CDC in San Diego is the one that did the SBA loan for the 504 for the building.
Mm-hmm.
So they called me and said, hey, you guys need 7A loan, we got to do it for you. That was 7 months ago.
Okay. Oh, wow.
We finally got everything approved, everything done. It's been approved, everything now. Now they say, oh, by the way, we need to, you know, I didn't realize at the time that, hey, once we close the deal, all you're probably going to be, you know, blanket coverage. It's secure, in other words. You know, everything going to be, the mortgage will go up to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, by the way, your building that you bought, you know, that automatic garage, so we need an environment report. I said, we're borrowing on the internet business, nothing to do with that. And now they're wanting us to spend another $3,000 on the, you know, on the environment report for the building, which is not the one they're borrowing against.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find out if there's another alternative that we can do so that, you know, we're clean by saying, I mean, the CDC San Diego, they did the 7A loan force 2 years ago, and they're doing the 7A loan force. Apparently, they're funding their own funds out of their whatever earnings they made, I guess, from this, you know, but it's, the 7A loan apparently is getting to a point that I'm concerned that we, you know, we don't want to get involved in that. It's just too messy. You know,
yeah.
I mean, like I said, so we're just, you know, I saw your mail, so I just give you a call, and assuming those criteria, of course, you know, be checked out. Do you guys have any program that can work, that may work as an alternative?
Okay, perfect. Program. Okay, so I'm going to confirm just a couple info we have on this file right now,
sure,
just to make sure everything's right,
sure,
and then we'll kind of go in a little bit more detail about exactly what you're looking
for
and how much, okay? Is the billing address there 3000 East Coast Highway?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, and that's in Corona Del Mar?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is the structure of the business? Do you know, is it an LLC, S-Corp?
Well, it's actually three different corporations. So the best way to do is let me send you a call, if you don't want to go any further, we'll send you a complete company profile with all the gross and net everything. So, you know, you can, you know, so-called sort of with a brief preview of everything we have. Of course, everything we provide you can be backed up with tax return, of course. We just don't throw numbers out there for you, so you to waste your time. And, we respect your time just as much as ours. If it's a real deal, if it's something that you guys can do, great. No problem. But if not, then hey, let's just say goodbye and be friends. Basically, we're not there to try to hurt anybody, and we don't want to waste your time either. If your program fits us, we'd love to do something because, this SBA 7A has been crazy. We finally had tools to look at SBA approval on the whole thing now. So everything is, so you know that that's the hardest part, you get that. So everything we had to need to do, so we know we can qualify. It's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. So you have everything already.
Yeah, so basically I can send you a one-page company profile showing you our growth every year, and how much we spend on non-recurring costs to improve the building and, and the down payment on the building, all this stuff. So, you understand. After going through a 504 loan, believe me, we understand everything about underwriting. They go through an interview, which is fine. No problem. But that way, the facts of what we have. And, of course, later, if you need to, we can support it with documentation, tax returns, all that stuff, because everything, the numbers I'm putting up that I will be providing you will be from my tax return. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not just, numbers we throw together. Okay? So, basically, our company has grown over 20-25% every year for the last, I just will go back 5 years and then go back all the way to the end. So, the last 5 years, our growth has been more than 20% a year. And we're doing about, and like I say, like I told, the bank, the SBA people, okay, I'll challenge any franchise even that can match that in growth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and like I say, now we have $1 million in inventory now that we got for our warehouse. It's all cash, paid for, okay, no debt. Okay, mm-hmm. Except for the building, of course, which we have the first and second on the SBA loan.
Uh-huh. How much are you looking for? So here we have
we just want to get 250. We don't want to go too big either. Okay. The SBA loan or receipt that we did was that out of the money that we made, we built a new website for our for the website, the department. Mm-hmm. And the last 3 years we spent over $400,000 on the website. Okay. So it's a full fledged website. It's not just we have a little regular website, but this is a complete website where you can buy, move your cart and whatever, reserve it, everything. It's just like eBay on that. Not as complicated, but in general, you can basically, hold the product and come back later and, buy and whatever you want to do. So, mm-hmm. So we spend $400,000. So the SBA loan, so a month ago, what we were going to do was that, hey, we could use 200 of that for the website to be, and we paid about 200 our own money, and we still owe about 200,000. That was 7 months ago, before it wasn't even finished.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the website's running already. We're doing 50,000 a week right now, just on Amazon. Get an idea, okay? From probably 18,000 a week before. Okay, right now we're on Amazon, we are on eBay, we are on actually Walmart. Now next week we'll be on Walmart, website. So like I said, we just bought $400,000 worth of inventory. So our inventory now, like I say, September 1, actually, a couple of days ago, we just moved into a 16,000 square foot warehouse, okay, with $1 million worth of inventory. And
mm-hmm.
it's full now, okay, completely, because Walmart, when you go on the eBay, they want to make sure that you have stock to deliver before they would qualify.
Yeah.
And so we have, that's all done. So basically, and that 250 was going to go 50 to reimburse us for some of the inventory, and 200 of that goes to pay off the website people, which are friends of ours, so they never bother us, collecting the money yet, but we owe them the money.
Yeah.
So that was what the money was used for. That's it. The $1 million, the 400,000 extra inventory we bought, that's okay, probably cash. In wire transfer. I'm saying cash. Not just cash. Cash. Wire transfer. This all, stuff, delivered from overseas. We're buying directly now from manufacturers now of our automotive products.
Okay. So you need this money to pay off the website people. And you need it much quicker than much quicker than the SBA loan is taking.
Well, it gets to the point that, my son's buying a house now, so he's going to have to lean that. They're going to lean everything. And, it gets to the point that, if we're going to for $250,000, and we got over $1 million in inventory right now. And they're welcome to come in, they're actually one of the conditions that before they close, they got somebody inspect it. I said, you'd be welcome to come in and inspect it, okay? This, you know, you can see there's over 15,000 tires in there, okay, besides all the parts and accessories. Okay, so it's full. The 16,000 is full, okay, let me put it this way. Okay,
yeah.
So it didn't, you know, so basically, like I say, when not hurting in a sense, I'm just trying to right now that instead of taking more money out of our pocket, rather use, you know, the SBA loan, if you can replace that 7A loan and get something more simpler, that's great. You know, if we can, you know, we'll probably go with a 7A loan anyway and pay them extra $3,000 for the environment report on a building that we're not even supposed to be secure with.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the whole story. Okay, just for like a brief, you know, if it's something that you think that is possible, I would rather just have your email or fax number and I'll send you the prompt from the profile that would have everything, the brief history of the company and what we do and, you know, all the gross income every year, you know, from I think it's like 4 or 5 years ago to projection.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, basically, and you know, if you need to, you know, we have, you know, the three major tire distributor in the United States. We you know, it's our supplier basically.
Yeah.
You know, so basically, you know, so we're not hurting in a sense that, you know, but you know, I'd rather, if we can, we'd rather just pay off this done, you know, bill and, you know, and keep on going. They're not, these are friends of ours, so they would follow us. Anyway, the website people, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
but,
just
you know,
be able to move forward.
I'd rather pay it off and then we just pay the payments and get rid of them. So probably, you know, and like I say, that's basically it, okay?
Okay.
You know, that's the whole summary. If it's something that you think that is workable, we'll be glad to send you the company profile and then review it and then ask the questions you need to see if you have a program that fits it, that's all.
Definitely. Okay, so our working capital is it's an unsecured cash loan. So, you know, we qualify
mm-hmm.
you for the money, and you can use it as you see fit. So if you wanted to use it to pay off whoever
mm-hmm.
you wanted to use the $50,000 for inventory, it's completely up to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you would, that would be a great fit for you. What was that?
Well, like I said, the main thing is that I just don't want to choke everything now. If I have an option, I just got a mail today. I just read it and actually, I haven't, be honest, I haven't shopped because, you know, I've been so done. This is, you know, we're expanding that we really haven't, we just, you know, I mean, you know, the 7A loan keep going, it's fine, you know, except that now they tell us now they need a, you know, because it's not secured by the building, so now they want the building. The environment said, look, you guys just did a loan for us 18 months ago, and you just got an E2 report, for God's sake, okay?
Yeah.
I'll have them give you an update letter if you need to. I mean, you know, the only thing we did was include it now. You know, see, we don't know. See, the main thing they're worried about is toxic, but basically we don't do much quality change. Mostly we're automotive tires, wheels, and, you know, suspension, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, our oil change start like $39, so very few people come in just for the oil change, in other words, okay? We discourage that because that's too much tough for us. It's too much time involved. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, like I said, you know, those are the things that they're worried about. I said, look, man, you know, you guys just got a report 18 months ago, my goodness, and just, which is, you know, when we refinance building, that's required, that's fine. You know, but now that, you know, you're supposed to pay off my, you know, this is basically about 7 years for the Wayne Capital for the website, you know what I'm saying, company, which is AutoLink, another division of VC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, basically what happened was that internet just expanded to the point that our account having problems because the internet tax structure of reporting is different than the retail. You know, the way people have sales tax, state on that, and my account basically told them, hey, you're either going to turn it around or you're going to get audited and go to jail because, you know, you're going to confuse. See, the state, you know, the IRS, all they do is that, hey, if they don't understand it, they're just going to fine you. That's all they do, okay? They're not going to waste your time, you know, and try to, hey, you split this up or split that up. They don't care. You know, if you report income and you can't justify it somehow, they just, if they have a question, they just don't answer. They just, hey, here's a fine, okay? Pay it. Okay, or shut down. Or leave me. That's also, my account is having a heck of a problem with that, so we finally said, okay, fine, we just form another company called AutoLink, and that's the company that we formed the website and built the website and everything under. And so this way, you know, all the sales go through there and to a different bank account, so it's easy for them to, you know, the account to do the tax returns, plus, you know, for the IRS, it'd be easy to audit if they want to, because, hey, it's all there. Here's the other bank statement, do what you want, you know what I'm saying? Instead of having one bank account with retail, internet, and all that, which in the beginning was okay because, you know, we were just, you know, my son was doing it just, you know, for fun, you know, I mean, in the sense that, you know, it's another sort of income, you know, and just dabbling it because it was available. But now it's, you know, to give you an idea, the AutoLink, 14 months ago, we started with a 3,000 square foot warehouse. 4 months later, we went to a 5,000 square foot warehouse. And September 1, we're going to 16,000 square foot warehouse. So all the things are purchased in cash. Okay. I mean, you know, in wire transfer funds, you know, it's not cash. Cash. That's the money laundering. You don't do that, you know. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's all paid for. So there's no, we didn't borrow any money on that. Okay. Nothing was borrowed on that at all. All equipment in the garage is all free clear with no debt. Which is under my son and his wife, you know, my daughter-in-law. Because I'm 72 now, I don't need to pay inheritance tax or anything. So, including my car, the company actually even owned my car. I don't even have a car in my name, which is fine. You know, why, it's not that. Just, you know, I'm at an age that, hey, you never know. I had a triple bypass, I never know. I could live another 10 years, I could drop dead tomorrow. And why have them worry about inheritance tax? So, you know, it's going to be this anyway, so might as well do it now. And then I'm just basically dabbling and having fun with it. And in the meantime, I saw your mail today and I thought I'd give you a call. Jerry was our president before. He's gone now.
Oh, okay.
Marcus and Tracy always has been there. Actually, we right now took my daughter-in-law name out too to prevent any potential quote-unquote, you know, lawsuit that should be named in there too, so we got her name out of there too. So Marcus chews on everything. That's it.
Okay, so Marcus and Tracy are the owners now.
They are the building. As an officer and corporation wise, all under Marcus' name. So this way, in case of a lawsuit, you know, she wouldn't be named in there.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's all. But basically, of course, in the California's community property there, so she owns half of everything anyway, which is fine, you know. I mean, that's understandable. We all know that. So it's just more, you know, more. Basically, we have a Nevada corporation owning that. You know, BCP is the parent company in Nevada. BCP Group Nevada owns BCP Group in California. The reason we did that was so that in California, as you know, if you form a corporation and you haven't disclosed how many shares you own, everything. Mm-hmm. So by the Nevada corporation own, once in Nevada, you don't have to report that. When you file for the corporation, you don't have to do that. So, you know, you don't have to issue any stock you don't want to in Nevada. So we did it that way, so that this way, if somebody, you know, in other words, if, you know, this is mainly for legal protection purposes for previous lawsuits. You know. So basically, if somebody sue you in California, if they know your record that you already own 80%, they have no problem suing you because they know that you can't change that. It's on record. I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if you sue me tomorrow on Beach City, it's going to go to Nevada, and Nevada don't have the law, you know, that require you to issue how many shares of stock and ownership at all.
Oh, okay.
So that way, if they sue me, you know, because basically if they sue Marcus tomorrow on BC, basically we just issue him 1% of stock in Nevada, which is a fine company. Okay, and then if they want to say, okay, fine, there's no assets there, do what you want. You see what I'm saying? But if you form a company in a corporation in California and, you know, you're the principal, you have to disclose how many shares each person has disclosed that. And that's very, very bad because there's no way to go around it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you see why we're doing that, okay? So that if you look at BCP Group in California, you see that it's owned by BCP Group in Nevada. We know ownership name. And, of course, the DBA is Beach City Performance. That was the name we started, you know, and then we just want to keep that, of course.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
That's the structure that we did because, you know, otherwise...
It's a smart way to run it, yeah.
Well, no, it's not that, you know, I mean, nowadays you never know, okay? Some person could drop, you know, just fall down and sue you for $1 million. Actually, my friend did.
Yeah, you never know.
You know, that's how a lot of these, you know, so-called, you know, attorneys that can make it are making a fortune because, you know, they do this serious lawsuit and get 30% of somebody's, you know, hard work, and that's not right. But that's the law. We have to abide by it. That's all. So anyway, that's why. So if this is something that you think you can do, I don't need to know all the programs, but if it's something that you think you have a program for, we'll be glad to send you a company profile, and then that will give you all the facts too of the growth and non-recurring costs that we spend improving the building, buying the building, all the stuff. So you can have a general idea, you know, that see basically our accountant said, hey, if you spend the money legitimately and have canceled checks, I can write it off as an expense. And so, mm-hmm. of course, you know, that's why our inventory keeps increasing, because as we make money, we just keep buying more inventory. So that this way it will show us, you know, that it's expense, which we did pay. And, you know, then, of course, later we're going to pay it when we sell the product, but that's fine. And that's why inventory every year has increased now. Like I say, as of September 1st, we have over $1 million in inventory now.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 5 years, you know, just so that. So basically, that's the whole story. Basically, you know, if Mark is qualified for a 7(a) loan and it's 4504, you know, he's got to be squeaky clean.
Definitely.
That's the most important test, which of course you know, so that's not a problem there. You know, the underwriting could be done later. You know, the main thing I'm trying to make sure that conceptually our company is something your bank would accept. I'm saying. You know,
it is, definitely,
Okay.
So for our working capital loans, what was that?
I'm driving right now. Could you do me a favor? Just text me. My number is 714-887-4113. Could you just text me your email or fax number, and then what I'll do is that when I get back to the shop, I'll either email you or text you your company profile. And then Monday when you get back, you can review it and see if it's something that we can fit and we can discuss further to make sure that it's something that you guys are interested in.
Okay, definitely. So we'll do. I'll text you my email then.
Yeah, whatever. Email or fax number, and when I get back, you know, to the shop, I'll forward to you. Then you can review it Monday when you get back in.
Okay. So for our working capital program, we ask for a couple documents up front, and then we get you approved, and that's it. We're not going to ask you for anything else
seven months down the road.
So I'll text you, and if you want, I'll text you my email, and you can email me back when you get back into the office.
Yeah.
And then from there, I will send you the working capital application along with just the small list of documents we would need from you.
Sure.
Once they're into me, and it's just a couple bank statements and your tax return. Once they're into me, I can get them submitted over to underwriters. They can get you your approval within 48 hours. So we'll move fairly quickly here for you.
All your P&L balance sheet will be coming from a CPA, so we wouldn't even do that. So that, you know, at least that way it's legit, you know, not some... We don't, I'll be honest with you, you know, life is running around, you know, making up numbers, you know.
So
they're going to get caught, okay? We don't need that.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, we'll make it straightforward for you. We'll let you know what you're approved for and everything. We'll be able to get it for you within 48 hours. If you can get them back to me either today or Monday morning, then we can have everything, we can have the money funded to you by the end of next week.
Okay, so if you want to, you know, just send me those forms, and then what I'll do is I can fill that with my company profile, plus, you know, and any documentation you need later, I got to get it Monday for you probably. I wouldn't be able to get it today probably, but at least get the application, whatever you need done. So you can, you know, and everything, like I say, the numbers on the company profile can be backed up by, you know, the numbers I took out from the tax returns. So
Maybe
off a penny, few pennies or so, but I just round them off. But basically, the dollar amount is pretty much the same, you know. I mean, you know, and you can verify it. All the numbers I'm giving you could be verifiable through tax returns. So
yeah, that's no problem. What were your gross annual sales last year?
I think it's 2.6 million. I think.
2 points. Okay, so our working capital program, we can free up 10-15% of your gross annual sales. So at 2.6, we would have no problem being able to get you the minimum of 250, if that's what you're looking for, if not more than that.
Yeah, you know, we just want to start somewhere, and then if we, you know, later need, I'm sure if everything looks good, and you know, like I say, now, you know, this year our gross is going to go over 3.5 million because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Now with as of last month, we start, you know, the internet was finished. And now we're doing, last 2 weeks anyway, we're doing 50,000 a week right now.
That's amazing. You guys are really growing.
That, that, that's verifiable through, because Amazon only pays 132 weeks. So that's verifiable because the money from Amazon goes directly into our bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So
everything
I tell you would be, you know, backed up by bank account statements.
Yeah, that's no problem.
You know, I mean, no, that's the fact. You know, that's the way it should be. You know, I mean, you know, business shouldn't be run on, you know, assumptions. Saying, you know, and a lot of people use that, and you know, and all of a sudden they say they can't get a loan. I said, why? Because, you know, I mean, hey, you got to have documentation to back up. Because, you know, sure, it's not our money, but your money. But the thing is that, hey, you got to justify it. There's got to be some underwriting procedure. And, you know, if you don't have the backing, then, you know, the documentation, then you don't have anything as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, you know, it's only fair. Basically. So let me do this then. If you email me the email, I'll send you the code when I get back. If you want that, send me the application. I'll try to fill out. I may not have time today, but it will be in your office by Monday anyway. So
perfect.
I will send it a week. So anyway, but if you just send me your email or a fax number, I'll follow up on it. Okay?
Okay, so you want me to text you my email then?
Yeah, text me my email or fax number, either one, whatever you need.
Okay. Okay, and then when you get in, just email me, and then I can go ahead and send out the application and the small list of things we would need.
All right.
Okay, sounds
Thank
good.
You. Thank
All right,
you.
I will follow up with you Monday.
Sure.
What's a good time?
I'm so-called, you want to call it, you know, just like a restaurant, I'm the one that cleans the bathroom and say, you know. So I do everything, you know. Unfortunately, I don't even get paid. I haven't been paid for 4 years, so I did.
No, that's probably, and if you have any questions, my direct dial and my email obviously will be in the email, okay? So you can always call me if you have any questions.
Email or text will probably be the best thing, you know, to get back to me, because I drive a lot, and right now I'm not supposed to be driving and talking, but I'm doing it. But, you know, I'd rather, you know, text me or email me. That way I don't miss anything, you know.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
What's a good email for you? Or do you want me to just text you mine?
My email is Dave, D-A-V-E, dot or period, I, global, the letter I, G-L-O-B-A-L, at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. I will text you once we get off the phone. And and I'll follow up with you Monday and see how everything's coming along with getting all the documents ready.
Great. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.